No risk, high reward. That's the message from All Blacks coach Steve Hansen after dropping three big name players for Saturday night's Bledisloe Cup decider against Australia in Auckland. Star backs Ben Smith, Rico Ioane and Centurion prop Owen Franks have all missed selection, with the much less experienced George Bridge, Sevu Rees and Nepo Lolala claiming the vacant spots. Clay Wilson with more on a squad Steve Hansen is confident is fit for purpose for this weekend and beyond.
They've got 213 All Blacks caps between them, but Ben Smith, Rico Ioane and Owen Franks won't be sighted on field at Eden Park on Saturday night. The omission of the big name trio has raised more than a few eyebrows, given the All Blacks will be fighting to prevent the Wallabies from wrestling the Bledisloe Cup back across the Tasman for the first time in 16 years. Coach Steve Hansen admits form played a role, but says another reason was the main factor in the decisions.
Obviously, we'd like to see Ben, Owen and Rico playing better, but we've made decisions because we've got to find out more about these other people in big pressure cooker situations, and you don't get much bigger than this one. So that's why we've got so many people here this week. Everyone's excited about it, and it's a challenge we have to face up to.
Hansen has, in recent times, often referred to the Bledisloe as the second most important trophy they play for. He says the promotion of three players with just 22 test caps between them doesn't change that, stressing they have no choice but to keep half an eye on a certain tournament starting in Japan later next month.
What happens if we get to the World Cup and Ben Smith blows a tyre, or Rico blows a hamstring, or, you know, and we've got to put some young guy in there who's never faced pressure like this before? It's ideal. This is the best game we could have asked for.
One of those promoted players, George Bridge, admits there's a lot of pressure on he, Sevu Rees and Nepo Lalala, which inevitably brings a few nerves. The Crusaders wing, whose only three tests have all come off the bench, says he's doing his best not to think about what's on the line on Saturday and about World Cup selection.
You can't really think about that, you know. My mind at the moment is just preparing for this weekend and performing as best as I can. So, the preparation hasn't been any different.
Preparation will also be tracking in a similar direction for Bowden Barrett. Barrett will make a third straight start at fullback, with Richie Moanga again at number 10. Barrett has played many of his 76 tests with Ben Smith alongside him in the back line, and says the Highlanders veteran, who's off to France after the World Cup, is far from done yet.
Yeah, you lose a lot of experience and a very calm head, but on the other hand, you have a very excited young Sevu Rees. It's Ben's a class player and he'll be back in no time, but I'm excited to see Sevu go.
So is Hansen. And while he acknowledges this weekend's team includes an element of future-proofing, he's confident leaving out players of Smith, Ioane and Franks' calibre won't come at the expense of a prized piece of silverware.
To win a World Cup, we've had to roll the dice a bit, and that's the number one priority. But like, we wouldn't be doing it if we didn't think that the guys we've put in are good enough to do the job on Saturday if we play well. So, I don't think it's a risk, and there's lots of rewards in it.